who's being chased through the woods by an axe murderer. "Jesus, I'm not gonna fucking shoot you," a deep voice says, and I peek out from between my fingers, which are covering my face. I freeze again for a completely different reason once I see the guy standing over me. "Holy moly," I blink, trying to clear my vision to make sure I'm not imagining him. Tan skin, dark, almost black hair that curls around his ears and neck, a strong jaw, full lips. Add to that broad shoulders and six-pack abs that are visible because he's totally shirtless and totally right in front of me, wearing nothing but a pair of gray sweats. "What the fuck are you doing breaking into my house?" he barks, and I pull my eyes away from his and look around for the reason I broke into his house. "Hello?" he calls when I don't respond, sounding annoyed. I frown when I don't spot the reason for me being in this stupid mess. Feeling heat hit my legs and chest, I look up, and my eyes flare when I notice his gaze on me. All of me. I quickly pull down my tank top as far as it'll go, then hold my hand to my chest to cover my exposed cleavage. "I live next door, and my cat..." He cuts me off, frowning.
"What?"
"My cat came in through the window. I look around again. I followed him in."
"You could have knocked on the door."
Are you crazy?" "I
must be crazy."
He shakes his head and I narrow my eyes. "Okay, yeah, I messed up by breaking into his house, but he's seriously starting to piss me off by cutting me off and calling me crazy. Plus, I didn't even know this was his house. Or anyone's, for that matter." "I'm not crazy." I put my hands behind me and heft my booty up off the ground. "I didn't know you lived here. I didn't know anyone moved in. The house has been empty for months."
"So you're telling me you miss the big-ass yellow moving truck parked in the driveway?"
he questions, and I bite my lip, because I obviously did miss the big-ass yellow moving truck parked in the driveway.
"You also miss that the for sale sign was taken from the lawn weeks ago?"
"Okay, I miss that too. Then again, I haven't really been paying attention." "Oops." I roll my lips together, and his eyes drop to my mouth before he pulls them away to look up at the ceiling, muttering something under his breath I can't make out. I look down at my feet when something soft glides along my ankles, and I see Mouse. I quickly scoop him up and hold him tightly against my chest. "Bad kitty," I say, and he rubs his face against my jaw, purring. "You're definitely living up to your reputation." I'm unable to stop myself from kissing the top of his furry head. In his defense, the pound did warn me about him. They said he was shifty and free-spirited, and that I would have to keep an eye on him because he's a runner, which is why every time he's been adopted, he's been brought back to the pound. "You're lucky you're so cute." I kiss his head again.
"Do you always talk to your cat?"
Crap. How did I forget where I was or who I was with? "Not always." I don't look up at him because I don't want him to see how pink my cheeks are.
"I think I read somewhere that crazy people talk to their animals,"
he says, and my eyes fly up to his. "Jerk."
"Just saying."
He smirks. I snap. "Can I use your front door?" His smirk turns into a lazy grin, and his eyes scour the length of me, making my skin feel hot.
"I don't know."
He shrugs one bare shoulder.
"I'm kinda tempted to watch you crawl back out the way you came in."
You, I don't even know what you are," I sputter as my cheeks get warm. He laughs, throwing his head back in hilarity.
"Lucky for you, sweetheart. I feel like being a gentleman."
He turns for the door, still laughing, and I glare daggers at his back as I follow him out of the room and down a long hall to the front door. He turns to face me, and I hold my head high and continue glaring at him as I march past him out the door.
"See you around."
"Don't count on it," I shout over my shoulder, lifting my hand to flip him the bird, but I stop when Mouse starts to wiggle away from me again. I fumble with my cat in the jerk's front yard, trying to get a hold of him while listening to the loud, obnoxious laughter behind me. When I finally have Mouse firmly in my grasp, I quicken my steps and head up my porch and then